In this bulletin, the federal government to subsidise wages, the ACT records its first coronavirus death, and in sport, Rugby Australia says it will need to make significant cuts to remain viable. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The federal government has announced a wage subsidy scheme to try to reduce the number of job losses from the coronavirus pandemic. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government will offer a subsidy of $1,500 per fortnight per employee.
Extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures, and this new $1,500 a fortnight job keeper payment will provide job security at a time when it's needed most. This payment will give working Australians their best chance of keeping their job and keeping them connected to their employers so that they can bounce back in the recovery phase.
The ACT has recorded its first COVID-19-related death, bringing the national toll to 18. An 80-year-old woman died in the Canberra hospital over the weekend after contracting the virus overseas. Some 78 people have tested positive to COVID-19 in the ACT, six of whom are receiving treatment in hospital. ACT Health Minister Rachel Stephen-Smith says the woman's death serves as a tragic reminder of how serious the situation is.
That the ACT as a community is not immune, is not somehow magically protected from COVID-19, and how important it is that we all continue to follow the directions and the advice coming out of the National Cabinet and coming from our Chief Health Officer.
The Northern Territory has announced it's strengthening its borders in a bid to curb the spread of COVID-19, ordering all arrivals from interstate or overseas into 14 days of forced and supervised quarantine. From midnight on Wednesday, all arrivals will have to comply with the new rules, while from midnight on Friday, anyone who arrives will be forced to pay for their hotel stay during the quarantine period. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says people wanting to go to the Territory have been given enough notice that such travel isn't advised.
We are drawing a red line around the Territory. We're saying to interstaters in the east, south and west, do not cross this line. If you do, we'll take you into forced quarantine and we'll keep you there. So make it easier for yourself, make it easier for us, and just don't come. Right now, we have to look after ourselves. Right now, it is Territory first. And if that means putting the other states last, we'll do that.
Australian banks will extend the six-month deferral of loans to 30,000 more businesses to alleviate the economic impact of COVID-19. The Australian Banking Association says commercial landlords with loans of up to $10 million will be eligible for the repayment relief on the condition they don't evict or terminate the lease of any tenant who's in debt due to the coronavirus. ABA Chief Executive Anna Bligh says the decision aims to reduce stresses businesses are facing.
This takes a huge burden and worry off the minds of those small businesses who are worried about their rent. To be very clear, where landlords do the right thing by their tenants, their bank will do the right thing by them.
To sport, Rugby Australia says it will need to make significant cuts to remain viable after revealing a $9.4 million operating deficit for the World Cup year of 2019. The COVID-19 pandemic has left Rugby Australia without ongoing match day and broadcast revenue, causing further financial troubles after legal costs and the settlement of the Israel-Folau saga. Well, now tomorrow's weather across the country. Perth mostly sunny and 27. Adelaide partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne mostly sunny, 22. Hobart partly cloudy, 21. Canberra early fog, 24 degrees. Wollongong a possible late shower or drizzle, 23. Sydney partly cloudy, 25. Newcastle mostly sunny, 26. Brisbane a shower or two developing, 30. Cairns a possible shower, 31. And Darwin mostly sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.